Blog Talk Radio.
Intuition, karma, gut feelings, that little voice in your head. Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. And learning how to listen is the first step to finding true happiness.
It's not a punishment to be back here on the earth. It is really an opportunity for our souls to grow.
God did not put you here without having some sort of way of communicating to you. Everyone has that ability.
Our bodies are temples that our souls have chosen to be in.
And there's a part of us which is alive right now in the spiritual realm. Our souls have not come back here by accident. We've chosen this time.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. For the next 2 hours, we will help you explore how spirit speaks to you.
The answers aren't always where we think they are. Sometimes we have to look for the answers.
They use the word paranormal. It's not paranormal, it's perfectly normal.
Spirit Man Joseph Tittle has been communicating with spirit and exploring the spiritual realms for more than 2 decades, making more than 100,000 connections with spirit, helping to change the lives of thousands of people by offering help and comfort from the other side.
And it's taken me a long time to realize that there really is life after death.
The tremendous gift that you have and the way it can play such an amazing role in healing for anyone who has lost a loved one.
Each week, Joseph will bring you a new and exciting topic or guest, including James von Prague, Lisa Williams, Allison Bogman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, John Holland, Dr. Raymond Moody, and many, many more.
Every medium is psychic, as you know, but not every psychic is a medium.
I've worked with many psychics and mediums throughout my career. I know a lot of them quite intimately. And I got to say, you're one of the top best psychic mediums that I know. You're amazing. And when you make predictions, I listen, that's for sure.
By bringing through messages from spirit each week, Joseph helps to heal the hearts of his listeners, one call at a time.
I listened to your podcast today for the first time, and I was amazed at how well you connect.
In order to connect with spirit, you got to close down the brain and open up the heart.
What you think really creates your reality. And if people start to think, well, maybe there's more to this. Maybe I really do have spirit guides and angels. Maybe I really can get messages. Then that begins to happen.
Tonight, Joseph offers you his many years of experience with spirit, helping you to develop the tools needed to reach that happy, blissful place of understanding that we all see.
We're these beings of pure energy. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy.
Join us now and listen to how spirit speaks to you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. It is January 5th, 2016. Happy New Year to you all, and welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. I am your host, psychic medium Joseph Tittle, and I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join with me this evening. We are here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in live from Blog Talk Radio. If you ever miss an edition of the show, just go to my website, josephtittle.com, where you can access all the archives to the show, or you can download it for free from iTunes.com. So if you're going on a trip somewhere or got something to do, listen to past episodes, because we have all the past episodes of the show all the way going back to Journey into the Paranormal edition of the show. So check it out. I'm very excited to have you all here with me this evening, but even more excited to have my special guest here with me this evening. She's here the first Tuesday of every month, bringing us the monthly numerology forecast, but she's also here the first Tuesday of the year, every year, for the past few years anyway, to bring us her fantastic 2016 world predictions. So my guest, Allison Bauman, you can find her at her website, visiblebynumbers.com. So please, folks, welcome my special guest and dear friend, Allison, to the show this evening. Hello, Allison.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Good. Good to have you here again.
Well, good to be here. I very much enjoyed listening to your predictions on January 1st. That was
Happy New Year. If I didn't get to say Happy New Year to you, I forgot to say that.
Happy New Year. Yeah. And I was just noticing today, 10,000 people have viewed your video? You had it on YouTube.
The video.
That was brilliant. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That was kind of interesting. Never did that. It was also live on Periscope, too, but I don't know how to access it. I don't know if it saves it, like YouTube saves it, which is kind of really cool. But I don't know if Periscope saves it. I'm not really familiar with either one of them.
No, I'm not familiar with Periscope, no. Sorry.
No, I'm not familiar how to do live YouTube either. I mean, I had to do a lot of research into that to figure out exactly how to do it. And then I had to download certain software to do it.
That made the show particularly interesting, though, to be able to see you live. It was like watching it on TV, so it was pretty awesome. So congratulations. It was a great show. And like I say, 10,000 people already saw the video. Awesome. So good for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's actually at 11,000 now, but
oh, I'm sorry.
Not to brag or anything. But.
It's been an hour. Excuse me. This is the last time I checked.
Hey, I'm like very honored that people sit there and listen to that for 3 hours long. I as soon as I get a chance and have the time, I want to edit it into a shorter video to cut out the stuff that doesn't need to be there, and add the predictions that I didn't get to put out there that I still didn't. I didn't get to all of them. I still have other ones.
Yeah.
I still have recordings to listen to.
Wow.
But it was just so much this year. There was so much.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's why I didn't number them this year either, just because the way it came to me and the way I read it, written it, it was just so much information.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of an overload.
Yeah.
Overload in a short amount of period of time.
I hear you. I do.
So tell us. But you start working on yours way ahead of time. I don't know what it is with me, but I wait till the last minute. I mean, there's a reason why, because years ago I used to do it early, like October, November. But then things would happen that were in my predictions that I never even got to put out there on New Year's Day. They would happen before New Year's. So I just waited to the last minute to do it.
Well, I think we have an entirely different process anyhow. So and your list of predictions are, you know, 10 times my list. You know, I don't have as many as you. So, you know, it's just all, you know, with the information, what you're getting and how you get it. So I start pondering it, you know, months in advance, you know, just trying. You know, what's really funny with me is water is, we all know that sometimes we take a shower, take a bath, and we can get a message or a sign or some insight or a thought pops into our head. And what I really found is every time I would go take a bath and I'd be lounging around the bathtub, I'd be like, I had to have a recorder or a notebook in the bathroom because I was constantly getting like, you know, make a point of this, make a point of this, or did you think about this?
So that happened to
me. I was having these conversations with no one, you know. So
right.
It was kind of funny. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I put it out there like I did, you know, do my normal daily prayers and ceremony, and I put it out there one day in my ceremony, and from that day forward, I would get stuff randomly. I'd be driving in the car, and suddenly something would come to me, and I'd have to make note of it on my cell phone. So when I went and sat down at my computer, I had like 20 reminders on my cell phone because my cell phone's linked to my computer, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, can be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was interesting. So what do you have for us this year, Allison? I'm very excited to hear what you have. It's nice to hear somebody else for once instead of have to do it myself.
Well, right. Well, first I want to just tell everyone that what I'm going to be talking about is the universal year number, which if you add 2 plus 0 plus 1, 16, 1 plus 6, 2016, it equals a 9. So I'm going to be talking about the number 9 and the predictions that are based upon that energy. And that's really going to be a lot of my predictions. But we all have a personal year number. And it's a number that specifically applies to us. It's based on our own personal date of birth. And One of the things that I did this year is I did some videos of explaining the personal year numbers, and they're on my YouTube channel. So if they go back to my website, visiblebynumbers.com, they can click on the YouTube tab at the top. And then there's very specific instructions, very simple this year to figure out your personal year number. You just need to add your month plus day, and that's and reduce it if it needs reducing. But it's very simple this year. Get your personal year number, listen to the video, and that's going to be some information that's very specific for you. But what I'm going to be talking about tonight is the nine personal year. And, you know, when I saw the nine, and, you know, I was really, really, really thought a great deal about it, because what I find is when people are in a nine personal year, that is the 1 year, nine times out of ten, that they're going to call me for advice. Tell me, Allison, what's going on? Because usually the 9 year is very strongly felt. It's one of the years that is much more active than some of the other years. And usually it can be a very emotional year because there's a lot of closures and endings and completions that happen in a nine personal year. So when I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be talking about the nine personal year, and I wanted to get it right. I wanted to get it right so that I could just tell people what was really positive about this energy and also what we need to look out for. And one of the things that I want to say about positive is nine is a very spiritual number. And it does open, like when we were in 2015, that was the eight. And that was really focused on money and power and status and careers. And it really kind of pulled away from that spiritualness. But the nine is going to dive us right back into that spiritual energy. And you said it on your show to expect miracles, to expect miraculous things to happen. And I really agree with that, because this really does open those doorways to greater spiritual awareness and certainly miracles and messages. And it's a number that's very strongly based on our religious beliefs. So I do expect some very positive things along those lines. But the thing about the number nine is that it really is a number of extremes. It goes to extremes. It can be all or nothing. It can be very positive or it can be very negative. And it tends to be nothing in between. It's either one or the other. So when I look at the 2016 as a nine universal year, I'm calling it the year of extremes. And the nine is capable of saving the world and making it a better place, but it's also capable of destroying it. So we kind of have almost like this good versus evil sort of a thing playing out as we move into this energy and as we proceed through this year. And just to give you some general ideas of people with nine life paths, and what I'm talking about, the goodness, is you can look at Mother Teresa, you can look at Mahatma Gandhi, you can look at James Von Prague, people that we know, John Holland, Lisa Williams, Brian Weiss, Anil Donald Walsh. These are all spiritual teachers, and they're very good people, and they do a lot of good in this world, and they help a lot of people, and they have very compassionate hearts, and they do the best that they can to be spiritual teachers. And that's the positive expression of the number nine. But we also have people in this world that have expressed the negative aspects of it, and they can be the worst of the worst, like Heinrich Himmler, who, of course, was, you know, had a great deal to do with the Nazi concentration camps. Ayatollah Khomeini, John Gacy, the serial killer, okay? So you can have very positive, wonderful, walk-on-water sort of people and situations coming in with a nine, but you also can have some very destructive energy that comes in with a nine, and that's something we need to keep in mind, that sometimes there comes a point in time where we ourselves have to make some choices about who are we and then which side are we on. Are we on the side of good, or are we on the side of evil? And sometimes the universe reflects that to us in examples. And if we are enlightened and if we are spiritually aware, we are going to look at these things, and certainly we're going to say, you know, we're going to come from a place of love and compassion, and we're going to see the good and want good and want peace and want all these wonderful things. And I think that this year is going to help us define who we are because of what we're going to see. And I think that that's just something important to be aware of. That, and you said it, what I thought was really interesting that you said on your show is you said things are not exactly as they seem. It's an illusion. And
nothing
and so
appears
we all,
as it seems. Absolutely.
Yes. And I agree that we might be looking at some things, some world events, people, and it might look like a horrendous or, you know, something really terrible. But really, in essence, what it is it is an experience that we're all having that helps to define who we are, if we are on the side of good or if we're on the side of evil. And it also could be almost like an experience that invokes in us loving compassion for our fellow brothers and sisters and those that are less fortunate. And I will say that the 9 year has the capacity to be a very healing year, because I feel like the charities will be, you know, a very great emphasis will be on charities, but also it will offer us opportunities to help one another, to love one another, to care for one another. Whether this comes in, you know, just through charities themselves, or certainly it could come in through a disaster, a natural disaster or something that kind of opens the floodgates, you know, in all of us to do something good, to do something helpful, to do something to be of service to others. But I really feel that we're going to see the contrast, and that's one thing I think that's really kind of important. Now, when we're talking about the nine, we know that this unites humanity, because nine is a number of humanity. It's what unites us all, not just the people living in the United States of America, but everyone living in the world. And we know that ISIS is a global terrorist. So ISIS literally has planned and carried out attacks in other countries and certainly is threatening everyone else. Because basically the goal of ISIS is to destroy anyone that is not in alignment with their beliefs, not in their religion. And it makes a lot of sense with ISIS because their philosophy is based on religious philosophy, and the nine almost intensifies that, because this intensifies that our religious beliefs. So I really feel that terrorism will be addressed, but it's something that we're going to address on a worldwide stage. It's not just us against them. It's not just the United States against ISIS, but it's all the countries against ISIS. So I think in that sense, it's positive. It's everyone uniting to fight against something that's very destructive. And I feel comforted by knowing that. But make no mistake that this energy can also create conflicts in other countries, okay? This is the kind of energy that can start a war, quite frankly. Now, since I wrote and published, excuse me, the predictions, you know, just recently, Saudi Arabia and Iran cut off all diplomatic ties because they executed Shiite cleric, and all the other nations kind of got their feathers ruffled. And there was even like Russia and China kind of weighing in on all of this. So there is some saber rattling that's going on, you know, in countries. And I would be surprised if this does lead to conflict. So that's one thing we have to be aware of, okay? But if we get into conflict, this is something that's going to involve many, many countries. It's not just going to be one particular country against another. I think it's going to be where a lot of countries jump into the fray. Now, if we look at the 2016 presidential election, and I don't know if any of you all saw, I did a write-up on the presidential candidates, and I made a comment about Donald Trump, and I said that he was going into energy this year that was not very supportive for him. And his using confrontation and kind of like going after people, that's going to backfire on him this year. But what I thought was really funny was that I guess at the Rose Bowl, somebody hired a plane to that flew up over the Rose Bowl, and it kind of had some negative Trump messages in it. So that was just kind of like, once again, validating what I was saying about it not being very supportive of him. But if we just look at this presidential election that's coming up, I mean, regardless of which side you're on, whether you're a Trump or whether you support Hillary Clinton or other candidates, I really feel that these candidates are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And I feel that this is an example of the best and the worst, you know, that America has to offer. It truly is. And regardless, in all my life, and I certainly have been around for many presidential elections, I've never seen any candidate using insults and inciting racism. And this is, and even fear-mongering. But this is really what is happening here in this election. And to me, this is just beyond, it's bizarre. It's just totally bizarre that this is happening, and it's considered to be acceptable. And so this is the contrast. This is the contrast between right and wrong. You understand? The right and wrong, the good and evil. And I really feel that as this election progresses, I think we're going to see fanatical support on both sides, which means I don't think you're ever going to have an election that has such opposite end of the spectrum support for each candidate, and I feel that it's going to be really charged with human emotion. And so I really expect this to be a wild ride as far as this presidential election. But I really feel that it serves a purpose, because we are making choices here about where we want to go on this planet. And again, I do feel it's a very strong contrast between good and evil. Okay, so now the 9-year stresses a lot of what no longer serves our highest and greatest good. And sometimes we make those choices, like we say, oh my God, this relationship, it's time to move on, or this job, I can't take it, I've got to quit. But sometimes the universe, God, the infinite, the divine, whatever it is that you want to call the higher being in the sky, simply takes away from us what we no longer need, because they know what's upcoming. They know where the energy is coming in the future, and they know what we need and we don't need. So sometimes they pry our hands off of things in order for us to let go of things, okay? So I really feel that we will definitely see this rising and falling and letting go. I think that there's a lot of things that started last year that will continue to finish into this year. Like we've seen a lot of global economies that were very unstable. The stock market became very unstable last year. We saw governments that aren't functioning. And this has already started. And it's what I call the rise and the fall. But I think that 2016 will bring the finality of it. The you know, it'll end. It'll finish. And I really did place a lot of emphasis when I was talking about 2016 on the economy. And the lower oil prices have caused destabilization of the economies in many, many countries. And we're going to see a wave of defaults on loans and perhaps even banks. And I also stated that Europe, China, and Japan's economies are most at risk. And the U.S. market is going to, it can't help but be volatile because of the other markets being volatile. And, you know, as of January 1st, if you saw the stock market, China had to halt trading because they dropped 7 points.
Right.
On January 1st. And the U.S. was down 300 points.
Yesterday. It was yesterday,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's already started. It's like there's a big destabilization. What was wrong last year, it reared its ugly head last year, but this is the year of finishing it, completing it. It's done. It's over. And so I really feel the economy, and we're not talking our bank accounts. We're talking, you know, countries, and we're talking, you know, bigger bank accounts. But I would really strongly suggest to people, of course, with January 1st, with the huge drop in the stock market and whatnot, this is not the time to play around in the stock market. This is not the time to throw money at the stock market. This is the time to, might even want to take your money out of the stock market or put it somewhere where it's safer, okay? Or perhaps invest in gold or silver or something else, because I really feel that the stock market is not going to be anyone's friend this year. So that's just a little word of caution. What else do I want to talk about?
What do you think,
when
speaking of stock market, what do you think about people's pensions? Because like I came up with a conversation I had with one of my friends, and it's in my predictions as well, but I feel like people are going to end up losing their pensions completely.
Yes.
Like completely.
When the stock market drops that much, you know, it really depends on how much you have invested. But the guy that has $100,000 invested in the stock market and loses $30,000 in one day, that's a significant chunk of change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose your, and most people are invested in the stock market through their companies, you know. But you have to be really smart. You have to be really, you know, think about putting it in a safer place is what I would say. If real estate is still low, of course, getting loans and things will be a lot harder. And interest rates, of course, are rising. But, you know, if you can invest it in property, that'd be something that ultimately has no place to go but up, you know, because it's down. But, you know, maybe think of some other way, gold or silver or something along those lines to invest your money in temporarily. But stock market, I would not advocate that. Not at all, because you're going to lose your money. Or you have a greater chance of losing your money, because I'm telling you, the stock market is going to be volatile. And it already has started off being volatile. And I said it was going to be volatile last year, and it was. As a matter of fact, I believe it was my August newsletter where I said, this is a month, watch the stock market, and that's when one of the biggest drops. And again, in September and October, and it was the worst, one of the worst years for the stock market going back to 2008, and that was last year. Okay, so this year, not getting any better. So let's talk about the climate. And that's something you place a lot of emphasis on. And I think the really good thing is that in 2015, the United Nations got together and they held the climate change conference and kind of put emphasis how important it is for us to take care of this planet. And I think that 2016 is going to play a huge amount of emphasis on we need to take care of this planet. Because you know what? If we screw up this planet, where do we go? All the money in the world, I don't care how many billions of dollars you have. If you screw up this planet, you got nowhere to live, nowhere to go. So we need to start taking care of this planet. Not just the rich, but everybody needs to take care of this planet so that we have a place to live. And I think that we will be hearing more about this, but even more so, the weather next year is going to be the year of extremes, and we're already seeing extreme weather, flooding in Europe, in Mississippi. We're going to hear superstorms that they've never seen the barometric pressure that low, or the size of the storm, or the winds of the storm, or how many tornadoes all at once, or the flooding, or whatever. We're going to be seeing extremes in the weather. And the weather, of course, is brought on by the ocean currents, and it's brought on by the warmth of the ocean, and also how much more water is in the ocean because of the melting ice caps. There's a lot of different reasons for that. And so I guess the one thing I would say is you really, you know, I myself personally, I'm going to say, okay, if a storm is coming and if they're saying it's a bad storm, I'm going to take heed to that. I am not going to ignore that. I am going to stock up on some things, or maybe I've already stocked up on, maybe if you just had a little 2-week reserve somewhere down in your basement on a shelf that's up high, maybe some candles, some flashlights, some canned food, maybe some water. But
I got a generator going. Got the
generator. Because you might be losing your electricity. And, you know, going back to the terrorist thing, they're going to try to hit our grids, our electrical grids. They've been trying to hack into dams where they can open up the dams, you know, and release water and things like that. You know, and if they can hack into the electrical grids, they can literally, you know, black out parts of the nation or parts of countries. So, yeah, a generator wouldn't be a bad idea. Or if you live in a warmer climate, you know, make sure your barbecue grill's got a nice tank on it and stock up on some candles and you'll probably be okay and some water. And also, going back to the weather, flooding is going to be a really big deal. It already is. But again, if you're hearing about a weather system and you live by a creek, a river, a stream, you might want to think And take warning, take heed, you know. Do something to protect yourself, or at least have an evacuation route or somewhere to go, or talk it over with relatives. And, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, the chances of anyone that's listening, the chances of it hitting you is probably not that big of a, you know, not that big. It really depends on where you live in the country and if you just happen to be in the right spot at the right time. But I'm telling you, the weather is going to be off the charts this year. And like I say, we're talking about superstorm or breaking records with the weather.
That's what I said.
And I only say that.
I said, that's what I said. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and I think the East Coast, the Carolinas, California.
Especially the East Coast is what I was thinking, especially the East Coast.
And that with the flooding and the dams are going to be breached. I mean, I swear we're going to see dams overflowing or breaching or dams failing, mudslides in California. The cyclones and the typhoons are something we don't hear about because they don't happen. They don't hit the United States. They don't happen in the Atlantic. They happen in the Pacific or the other oceans. Those are off the hook and have been for years now. And once again, those have been extremely active. They've come in like a train, one right after another. We're going to hear a lot about super typhoons and super cyclones. And the East Coast is not going to be off the hook because I kind of see the East Coast as being depicted with either a major storm, major flooding, major something, but one major superstorm I'm pretty sure is going to hit the East Coast. So that would be my warning for the East Coast.
What about the wintertime? What about wintertime?
At least one nor'easter, however that might appear, but I feel like we're going to get dumped on at least one.
I'm waiting for the biggest blizzard ever to hit. It's coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but the biggest blizzard we've ever seen.
Yeah. I've lived through enough of them up in New York.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, God. Anyhow, you did mention earthquakes. And again, I do think that let's be clear about earthquakes, people, okay? There's hundreds of earthquakes that occur every single day. Of the year. Every single day of the year, there's earthquakes. There's never a day that goes by that there isn't an earthquake somewhere on this planet. But what I'm talking about is the ones that go over 6.5, the ones that get up into the 7s and the 8s. We're talking major earthquakes. The intensity of earthquakes are increasing. I also think we're going to be discussing meteorites or meteors and also asteroids. And also solar flares, so things in the sky, definitely, in 2016. Now, police brutality was something that I predicted at the onset when we started seeing all the videos and all the reactions and Black Lives Matter and all of that.
Right.
And I said before, with videos and whatnot, we're going to see more and more of this in the headlines. And I expect more protests and things having to do with police brutality. But there's going to be an incredible focus on civil rights next year, and we can expect major incidents that are going to spark riots or protests or demonstrations. And it's
you mean this year? This year or next year?
Yes, 2016. Sorry. You know, it takes me almost 30 days to get my language switched over to 2016. So if I say 2015,
right.
I mean 2016. It takes me 30 days to get that figured out. So we're going to see a lot of protests or demonstrations or things. And if you look right now, right after the first of the year, the conflict that's going on in Oregon with those guys that are holed up and, you know, they're protesting, we're going to see more of that. Human rights, civil rights, even just the rights of to make a living, the interference of the government, we're going to see a lot of that going on. And I really feel it's time that we kind of don't step back and just watch, but, you know, maybe give assistance, especially if we feel that the cause is right. I think we all need to unify our voice. And so I feel that these will be greater demonstrations than before. Crime, without question. And you said it on your show, and I absolutely agree, that people are becoming unbalanced. They're becoming unbalanced because the energy that's on this planet at this particular moment in time, in order to stay and to function and to grow and to be meld with it, if you want to call it that, you really need to be enlightened and spiritually aware, and you need to have, you know, some basis for that. And if you don't, it's going to be extremely difficult energy to navigate, and it can literally bring about insanity or imbalance or violence or things along those lines. And so I think a lot of us that are listening, we've met crazy. We've met crazy at the grocery store. We've met crazy when we're driving. We've met crazy. We've seen people behaving in ways that kind of stuns us, because it's almost like, you know, where is this coming from? But I really do believe that people are becoming a little bit unbalanced. And I do think that we're going to have, and crime is escalating. I'm not telling you anything that isn't already statistically proven. Murder rates are going to rise. Mass shootings on college campuses and in our schools going to continue. There's going to be, and I said there's going to be heated discussion over gun control, and doesn't Obama come out with an executive action to do something about gun control? Definitely,
right.
This is going to be a topic of discussion. And it's kind of like what you said, that you don't like to do your predictions too far ahead of schedule, because you usually, by the time you write them down, they already happen. What really was interesting to me is at least three things happened since I posted my predictions that were in alignment with the prediction. So, again, what President Obama's action on guns is part of the predictions. Ideologies, I think Planned Parenthood. Again, regardless, when you look at Planned Parenthood and what they represent, it's the single largest provider of reproductive health services. Yes, it does include abortions. And people are extremely emotional about their belief about abortions, the woman's right to have an abortion, or that it's killing babies, or whatever side of that fence you're on. But I feel like this is going to lead to greater uproar, greater discussion, and potentially even protests or clashes. So I kind of feel a little bit concerned for Planned Parenthood as we move into 2016 as well. I really feel that we are going to see a great deal of what I'm talking about is opposite ends of the spectrum, completely opposing views. It's almost like, where is the middle ground? It's either going to be all the way to the left or all the way to the right, all the way good or all the way bad. It's not going to be anything in the middle. And sometimes that energy is hard to find compromise in, or to find peaceful resolution in. And 9 is a very emotional number. It goes to extremes with emotions. So I feel it's going to be a very emotional year for us. And I think we just need, and so my biggest thing for people is just to say, you know what? The best way to navigate the 9 year is to operate from a place of love. And what I mean by that is help those that you can help. Be kind when you can be kind. If you're given an opportunity to help the homeless or the elderly or the sick, you know, do that. You know, find the compassion in your heart for your weaker brothers and sisters. You know, and that's how you get rewards with a 9. That's how you get the positive with a 9. The one thing about the 9 is like this. The 9 never gets thanked for the good that it does. Anyone that has a 9 in their core numbers, in their life path, or their expression number, they do a lot of good in their lives if they're a very positive 9, but they never get the recognition for it. But what is happening is God, the universe, the divine, whatever it is that you want to call that higher power, recognizes the good that the 9 does and rewards them for it. So you want to think in terms of, I may not be thanked for the good that I do this year to help others, but I know that my higher power, God, the infinite divine, sees the good I'm doing, and it will reward me for it. And blessings will come to you for the good that you do. That can come in the form of maybe something positive with your career. Maybe it could come in the form of money falling into your lap. Maybe it can come in the form of a lot of different things. But the more good you do this year, the more good will happen to you. So you really need to focus on that. Set that as your intention. And that's how you would use the energy of the number nine in a very positive way. Okay? That's my biggest advice for everyone. And also, sit down with yourself for a moment. You know, sometimes we're creatures of habit, and sometimes we don't want to make changes. We kind of like to plan our lives out, want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we get a little nervous and scared and sometimes even frightened of change. But sometimes we have things in our life that isn't really serving us anymore. This could be people, places, or things, jobs, relationships, in-laws, friends. It could be habits, you know. They're not serving us. They're not helping us. They're hurting us. They're harming us. It's time to let go of those things. And also, we carry around a lot of emotional baggage. You know, whether it's, you know, childhood things. You know, we were bullied, intimidated. Maybe we came from an abusive situation, abusive family. Maybe we've got all this emotional baggage that we carry around with us, and it interferes with our present moment. It interferes with our happiness. Well, this is the year to sit down and say, you know what? What baggage am I dragging around with me that comes from my past? And isn't it time to let go of it, to release it? Sometimes forgiving someone is really the best thing you can do for yourself because you're not carrying that around anymore. Releasing it. You know, or even make do prayers and ask for your guides, your angels, or ask for assistance to help you to release any emotional baggage that you're carrying around so that you can lighten the load so you're not feeling that. And that's where I would set my intentions for the 9 year as well. That's definitely where I would go with that energy. All right? So if you want to see all of the predictions that I made, some of them are a little specific, but you can go again to my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and if you just click on there, you'll see the 2016 predictions, and you can go ahead and read them. I do want to just give a few things for actual people. Bill Cosby, as we all know, I just want to say that I have thoroughly examined his chart, and everything about this story is in his chart. Everything from him being predisposed to this kind of behavior. And certainly this is a person that places a lot of emphasis on sexual addictions. And also this is a person that even the timing when all of this came out, it was written into a soul plan. So I almost feel like Bill Cosby, sometimes people come to this world and they seem to be the most horrendous person on the planet or somebody that we can actually hate. But then again, perhaps Bill Cosby, the story, the fact that he's a famous person, the fact that this is coming down upon him, the fact that he was abusive to women, the fact that he was a powerful man, and all these women didn't feel that they could report it. Nobody would believe them, but this is now coming down upon him. So maybe his story is setting an example for all of us, you know, to see and to examine and to think about that, and maybe even setting a precedent so that down the road in the future, if a woman is raped by a very powerful, influential person, that maybe she'll be treated differently. So in that sense, it serves a positive purpose. Sometimes, just like you said, Joseph, things are not exactly as we see them. And Bill Cosby literally could be being used as an example by the universe to teach us something or to change something. And I feel that that is a potential possibility here. But I will say, I don't see him living past 2017, or if he's not, I feel it's done. It's over. 2017 for him, it's over. He's either going to jail.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that too.
That's his crash and burn year. This year will be torturous for him with going to court and whatever, but the crash and burn year for him is 2017, and that's
yeah, he's going to die before it's all over.
I feel he's going to die. The other celebrity that came up was Justin Bieber, and really it's kind of a situation here with somebody that has a great deal of talent, and certainly somebody that has a lot of money and a lot of things thrown at him all at once. And they're very young, and we expect our young to make mistakes. They should make mistakes. That's when you should make your mistakes, is when you're young. Absolutely. I don't hold none of that against him. But I'm telling you that just in his chart, he has to follow the law. He has to follow the rules. If he breaks the law, he will end up in jail, or he will have ramifications because of it, because his chart demands that he follows the rules. He can't have it any other way. And it's going to teach him to be disciplined and honest and have good moral values. And it's really going to keep smacking him up the side of the head until he finally does. And I see 2016. Now, this could have to do with his health. It certainly could be his health. But I feel like this probably has to do with him once again doing something stupid, breaking the rules. Only this time, he's not going to get away with it. This time, there's going to be ramifications. So he's one to watch. And Rosie O'Donnell is another person that I feel will come up in the news as we look into next year. And there's a lot of family issues that's going on with her, but I feel the beginning part of the year is going to be particularly difficult for her. And I don't even know if she's going to get drawn into the Donald Trump thing, because if any of you are aware of it, they had a row at one time, and Donald was particularly abusive to her. And I don't know if maybe she might be making some statements about Donald Trump or campaigning against him. I don't know, but I feel like it's going to be a particularly with her family, with her relationships, with her daughter, I feel it's going to be a really rough year for Rosie O'Donnell. So that's just three. I usually don't do celebrities, but they came up. They kept coming up, so I checked into their charts, and that's why I did that. So that's pretty much what I have, Joseph. Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Well, that's some pretty good stuff.
Well, you said it, and I'll say it again, that in order for us to get to a better place, in order for us to evolve, in order for humanity to evolve, we have to go through some changes and sometimes destroying, you know, things that are in our way. And this 9 year is all about breaking down and getting rid of what no longer serves their greatest and highest good. So it should be a very interesting year. But again, nothing is what it seems. So we can sit there and we can go, woe is me, and oh, I don't like that, or this upsets me. But in the end, it's really for your highest and greatest good, because some good will come of it. And we just got to keep holding that in our hearts and believing that. And this is a year that will focus on humanity and civil rights and the average everyday guy, you know, and our lives. So I think it's an important year. So don't fear it. Embrace it. And everything is just fine.
Yeah, everything's just fine. I just can't wait until we wake up and all our debts are wiped clean. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm rooting for that one prediction of yours about the
if I put it out there and I get everybody to focus on it, we can make it happen. You know,
oh, that would
together.
Be awesome.
Together we pray. Together we make it happen.
Yeah.
I just saw an interview tonight with Bernie Sanders, and that's one of the things that he just said recently, that one of his goals is to take down the banks, the big banks.
Yeah.
Which is just like he just dug his grave there, because now he won't make it for president because they control everything. So he ain't going to get nowhere near the White House with that statement. But I love that statement that he said that.
Right.
That he wants to take down the big banks. I mean, that takes a lot of guts to say that. But just him saying that, it's just interesting of the possibility of that happening now, you know.
Right.
Came up in the predictions, but for somebody that's running for president to say that, and that the big banks are nothing but,
that's phenomenal.
But trouble.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But see, this is what it's about. It's not about the rich and the powerful. The nine is really going to make that on the average everyday person, humanity itself, you know, and the greater good of all, not just the rich and entitled, but the greater good of all. And so it's amazing that Bernie Sanders would say something like that. You would have never anticipated something like that from a candidate. And that's one of the cool things about Donald Trump. It's one of the cool things about Donald Trump. No offense, but he says stuff that most people wouldn't say. And I think he's kind of opened the door that I guess I can say controversial things and I'm not going to get beat up for it. So maybe that's going to inspire the other candidates to be more candid, you know, and to really maybe address the real issues, not feed us crap, you know, which canned stuff, meaning stuff that really there's nothing behind it. You know, tell us what we want to hear. I think people are letting Congress and our government know that we're on to you. We don't like you. We want change. We want you to give consideration to our needs. And we're ready to vote for anybody that's willing to listen to us, you know, and too bad, so sad for you, you know. So I think in that sense, Donald Trump serves a purpose in opening a discussion in places that where things wouldn't have been discussed before.
Right. Yeah, well, he's still Donald Trump.
Crazy. Well,
the only thing I can't really place my finger on, because I really don't think Donald Trump's going to make it very far, and really the only thing I can't put my finger on is as to who is going to be Hillary's running mate. I just can't put my finger on it. It didn't come up in my prediction. I didn't see it when I went there in meditation. All I saw was her coming out, unfortunately, the champion, but
right.
I didn't see a running mate for her.
No, I haven't even really posed that. You know, even looked into that or who I would have chosen, but I don't know. In all honesty, and if people really give reflection to Bill Clinton's presidency, that was really a good time on this planet. The economy was good. Things were good. Bill Clinton left us not in a deficit, but he actually left the government with a surplus. And he was a good president. And I think one of the positive things is knowing that she has an automatic built-in advisor, somebody that has a huge amount of experience and somebody that actually did a really good job for this country when he was president. So I think that's a positive note, you know. Too bad he can't run for VP. Maybe he can. Who knows?
No, I don't think so. No, you're in the White House.
It's
going to
be crazy.
I think
the election is going to be just crazy. Just crazy. Just crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's all fixed anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, but in the Rose Bowl parade, one of the – it's on TV. It has a huge amount of press. Skywriting in the sky, Donald Trump is disgusting. Really? Are you kidding me? You know? That's just the beginning of the craziness we're going to be seeing with this election.
You know, I heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true. Somebody posted it on, I think, one of my Facebook pages or something, and I don't know if I actually believe it because I haven't heard it, but someone told me that Hillary Clinton announced recently that she was, when she becomes president, she is going to pose an investigation into Area 51 and them revealing the truth about aliens.
I'm sorry, Joseph, I wish I had something to add to that, but that's news to me, so.
Yeah,
I
didn't hear it.
Sure,
somebody posted it on, actually, a comment on I think the YouTube video, I think, is where I saw somebody post a comment about it. I'm like, that's interesting, because I didn't hear nothing about that.
Yeah, well, let's face it, we're not alone on this planet, I don't think, you know. So,
right.
And, yeah, and like you were saying, I think you said, maybe I'm mistaken, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said that there's been a lot of reverse engineering from space technology from brought down UFOs, you know, and how do you think
absolutely.
We got to where we are? It's all reverse engineering, you know, figuring out something, what is it, how does it work, that sort of thing. Even the Nazis, there was recently a documentary on the Nazis, and they really had what looked to be a spacecraft that levitated quite like a spacecraft, you know. So, I don't know.
Okay. That's pretty interesting.
At this point, I believe in being open to believe everything. You know, it's at least take it into consideration is that it's a potential possibility. Don't close yourself off to stuff. So I believe that there's definitely something to these things. So I just think
I've seen UFOs on more than one occasion, so I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that they exist. I mean, I've witnessed them on more than one occasion, and in one of those occasions, there ain't no object in this planet that we know of that can move the way this thing moved through the sky. Just no way.
Right.
I mean, it just zipped from one end to the other end to the other end, and it just zipped around. It was amazing. It'd be a hell of a good ride at an amusement park.
Right. Well, you know what is this is the most funniest thing that happened this year was I'm always looking to the sky, and I'm always looking for UFOs because I've never ever seen one, right? I've had dreams about them, but I've never actually seen one. And I was out on my deck one day, and all of a sudden I saw this silver thing in the sky. And we all know sometimes when you see a plane in the sky and the sun hits it just right, it can look kind of strange.
Absolutely.
But this was not that. This was not that. And not only that, but I know the flight patterns over my house, and I know what direction they go in. And this was going in, I think, an east to west direction where everything is north to south. But either it was going contrary to where the planes usually go over the house. It was going the opposite direction. So I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, my God, I swear to God, it's a UFO. So I started yelling for my husband. I'm like, I didn't want to move because I wanted a camera, because I wanted to take a picture, and I didn't want to take my eyes off of it. And so I'm yelling in the house for my husband. And, of course, at that, of all the times in the universe for that man to be in the bathroom, he was in the bathroom at that moment, and he was couldn't – I'm like, it was a big joke in our family. I finally see a UFO. I need a camera, and you're taking a crap. Are you kidding me? And it was just a really big joke in our house. But what I did was, is I knew he couldn't get it to me, so I ran into the house to grab my cell phone, ran out, and don't you know, it was gone. It was totally gone. Now, a plane would not have disappeared in that short amount of time. It was totally disappeared. It was gone. And it wasn't a cloud in the sky. So it didn't hide behind a cloud. It didn't go somewhere. It just simply was gone. So, yeah. But that's our big joke. It's like, yeah, when you finally do see a UFO, we know where you're going to be, Sam. And he will probably kill me. So let's all make a pact not to let Sam listen to this radio show.
Oh, God.
Did Sam ever see a UFO before?
I think that he may have. Something, but not like where he could confirm it. But you know what I think is really interesting is I live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which is very strong Mennonite and Amish people. They are not very open to new ideas, new philosophies, spiritual things. They're very staunch, conservative people. And what I thought was really extraordinary is one day I was chit-chatting with two sets of older neighbors, and we're talking people in their 70s. And they think I'm kind of a novelty act around here because of what I do for a living, and somehow we got on the subject of UFOs. And what fascinated me was 3 out of 4 of them saw UFOs. 3 out of 4. And then as soon as we brought up the subject of UFOs, everyone had a story to tell. This is where I saw it. This is what it looked like. Blah, blah, blah. 3 out of 4? Really? And these are older people that normally, and I said to them, I said, well, what did you do? Well, who are we going to tell? You know, you just deal with it. You know, one woman said she saw, and it was interesting because she said it looked like a mothership. She said that it looked like it was football fields long. And she described the color of it as, there's no way to describe that silvery. It almost looked like it moved. The color moved. Like it was in motion. The color was in motion. A very vibrant silvery color. And she said, there's no way to describe it because you can't. There's nothing that you can really say that we have that kind of looks like that. And she saw it. You know, she was out walking her dog and saw it, you know. And she said, I said, well, what did you do? Well, at that time, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have anything. She just stood there with her mouth dropped. It's like, oh, my God, you know. So, and this was a very credible woman. I mean, this was a very intelligent woman, very sprite woman, very all of her mental capacity. She, you know, and she absolutely saw. Was it fascinating to talk to them?
Well, that's what I said in my prediction, too, something along the line of is, first of all, there's so many people on this planet nowadays, and everywhere there's a camera, somebody has a cell phone, so how could it not get caught on film, you know? How could it?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And there's been enough that we know of, supposedly, allegedly, have been so many UFO crashes over the past 100 years, many of them, you know, all covered up, like Roswell and such, that there's bound to be a UFO crash one day that people are going to see and be aware of.
Sure.
Bound to happen. Bound to happen.
Well, I don't think that they can cover it up anymore because too many people have, everyone has a cell phone in their hand, and every cell phone has a camera, and every cell phone has video. So
exactly.
It would be much more difficult to, you know, because usually by the time, if something happens, they send out, you know, the militia, you know, to secure the area. And but before they get there, there's got to be some sort of filming going on somehow, somewhere. I do feel, like you said about this being a year of revealing the truth. Yeah, I believe that there will be a lot of different things that will come forth that will validate, you know, what we already know. You know, and it's the same thing goes with the whole spiritual revolution of, you know, when we look at this paranormal interest in the paranormal on television, which to me is a little bit of child's play, but there's so many people I know from my practice of doing readings and thousands of readings, when people share their stories of paranormal things that happened to them, spiritual things that happened to them, seeing visions, seeing angels, seeing, you know, past crossed over loved ones, getting signs and messages. I mean, this happens every day in everyone's life, every family. It doesn't matter if you're a Catholic or not. Every family has these stories. And going back to what I said, it's not paranormal. It's perfectly normal. So
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that brings us to the top of the hour already. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for bringing me on and let me talk about these predictions. And again, I really do encourage people to check out their personal gear videos because I made them just for you, so you get a general sense of what your year is going to be like. So,
hey, actually, quickly before you go, can you sum up to people how they can come up with their personal year number?
Well, it's really easy this year because it's a 9 universal year, so whenever you add a 9 to anything, it ends up being the number. So, you know, it's like I'm born on October, which is, you're going to reduce your month, okay? So let's just be clear there. January is a 1, February is a 2, March is a 3, April's a 4, et cetera, et cetera. All the single digits, they are what they are. When you get into the double digits, like October, you're going to add the 1 plus 0, and so it's a 1. November is an 11, so that's a master number. You're not going to reduce that, so if you're born in November, leave it as an 11. And in December, that's a 12th month, so you're going to add 1 plus 2 equals 3. So that's your month number. Add it to your day number, whatever day you were born, okay? Once again, if it's single digit, you've got no problem, okay? 1 through 9, just write down that number. When you get into the double digits, you're going to add those numbers together and reduce it to a single digit, unless you're born on a master number day. If you're born on an 11 day or the 22nd, or even the 29th, because 2 plus 9 equals an 11. If you come to an 11, just stop there, leave it as a master number. And because it's a 9 universal year, you really don't even have to deal with a universal year. Just add your month plus your day, and most of us will get a double-digit number. So, it could be a 10, a 12, 15. You're going to add that number together. 1 plus 5 equals 6, and you're in a 6 personal year. It's simple as that. Whatever
so,
number you come
to. If you're born on the 22nd, so September 22nd, you would add the 9 plus
and
the
22.
2 plus the 2?
Yeah.
So 9, right. 10, 11, 12, 13.
You're going to add the 22. If you're born on the 22nd, right?
Right.
Yeah. So would that be 31? What is it? 22? You said you were born 9/22, right?
Right.
Right. Just add the 9 and the 22. Then you reduce it, and that's how you get your personal year number.
So 9 plus 2 plus 2 is what you add?
Well, it would be 31. No, 22 is the number you're going to add. 22 plus 9 equals 31. 3 plus 1 equals 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And also, if you go
so
to the
31,
YouTube,
so 4. So 4 would be the personal year number?
Exactly. If you go to the YouTube channel on my website, visiblebynumbers.com, there's on every single YouTube video is the link to help you to figure out your personal year number. It's very simple. It's simple additional and subtraction. It's very clear. You can figure it out very simply. And then once you know your number, go ahead and watch the video that corresponds. And while you're at it, do your husband, your children, your friends, and your family and find out what they're going to be doing in the upcoming year. And what the personal year energy is, that it applies specifically to you, and what it is telling you is it's giving you a heads up on what sort of things you can expect to experience in the upcoming year, but there's also some really good advice in there. You know, how to make your decisions, where you should be focusing your time and attention, you know, how to handle certain situations. That kind of advice is in those videos. So, you know, listen to what it means, take the advice, and then you'll probably have a much smoother year if you just know what the energy is and work in alignment with it. So that's why I did the video.
So just to make sure that I don't get confused, so if the month and the day adds up and it comes to a number 4, right? So that's the month and the day. And then the year is a 9 year. Do you add the 4 and the 9?
Well, if you add the 9 to the 4, you're going to come up with what? 13. Then you're going to add the 1 plus 3. It's going to be a 4. So that's why you don't even have to add in the 9, because 9 added to anything, you end up with a number you added it to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to end up being a 4 anyway. I got
you. Yeah, so if you just know your month plus day, add that together, reduce it to a single digit, that's your personal year. You don't even have to bother with a 9, because 9 added to anything is the number that you started with. So it makes it especially simple this year. So, and if you're confused, once again, just go to my website. And there's a whole page.
So, just one final question, because somebody asked in the chat room before I let you go. Did you get any feelings on Yellowstone Park by any chance?
I did not. However, the Year of Extremes. And that's a super volcano, isn't it? So,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If that blew up, we'd all be shit out. We'd all be up Schitt's Creek. So, and I just don't see that happening. That would bring us to pretty much the apocalypse end of the world, and I just don't see that happening.
That would be the apocalypse. Yes, it would be. Yeah. That would be an extinction event. That would be an extinction event.
Exactly.
So, and I'm not going to say that there will not be some natural disasters this year that are going to take some lives, and certainly some natural disasters that potentially could cause people to have to move or relocate or something along those lines. There's something. But that's been happening. Come on, let's not get overly dramatic about this. It's been happening, for years and years. So it's just, there's more emphasis on it this year. This year, it's about the intensity, the super, super extremes. It goes to extremes, and especially with the weather this year. So, like you say, you got a storm coming. Don't go. Don't poo-poo it. Just get yourself prepared.
Because that's what people did on Hurricane Sandy. They did that. Or both of them. They did that for Katrina, especially. They all dilly-dallied and stayed there when they shouldn't have stayed there. They should have left.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, I'm not going to hold you any longer. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I, along with all our listeners, appreciate you sharing your predictions with us again this year.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And I remind them to get you at visiblebynumbers.com. I love you, Allison.
Sounds
Thank you so much.
Love you too, Joseph. Have a great rest of the show. Thank you, everyone.
Happy New Year.
You too. All right. Good night.
All right. So, again, visit Allison at her website, visiblebynumbers.com. I'm only going to take a few calls before I end the show, but I do have to take a break real quick first. So you can call into the show right now at area code. Oh, God, they changed the number, so I'm so messed up. I keep going back to the old phone number. Area code 929-477-3054. Area code 929-477-3054. I will take your call from this point forward, so this is the time that you need to call into the show. Area code 929-477-3054. I shall return in just a few minutes. Don't you go anywhere. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Wrong button. My bad. Oh, my. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Spirit Speaks Radio. Thank you again. Goes out to Allison. I hope I unmuted this the way I was supposed to. Can you all hear me out there in radio land? Can you all hear me out there in radio land? How about all y'all there in the chat room? I don't see anybody saying anything, so maybe I'm still muted. Hold on, let me try to fix this thing. Now you can't. Oh, my Lord. Now you can hear me again. Sorry. I don't know what was going on there. See, y'all said you could hear me when I pushed the button, but anyway, you should be able to hear me now. Welcome back to Spirit Speaks Radio. Again, thank you to Allison Ballman for joining us with her yearly predictions, as she does every year right around this time. And you can visit Allison at her website, visiblebynumbers.com. You can visit me at my website, josephtittle.com, josephtittel.com. And you can access my YouTube predictions video by going to my YouTube page. And if you are a member of YouTube, be sure to subscribe to my channel on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube just by typing in my name, Joseph Tittle, and you can find my channel there. There's tons of different videos there. I mean, like all kinds of videos. Some of those videos go back in time, a little bit of flashback back to Psychic Challenge days, and I'll be posting new videos in the near future. I actually have this whole line of cooking series videos that I got to put out there. I filmed them already. I just haven't had the time to put them together, edit them, upload them, and get them out there. But I want to share some of my favorite recipes with you. So it's going to be In the Kitchen with Spirit Man. So I hope you'll tune in. So again, just make sure you go to my YouTube page, sign up for YouTube, or if you're on Google, you're already connected. I don't know if you realize that or not. But you're already connected to YouTube through Google, excuse me, and subscribe to my page. So that way, when I do put out those cooking videos, you'll get a notice and you'll know what's coming up and what's new. I'm trying to work out a way that I can do a radio show. I'm still working in the process of figuring this out and doing it by video, completely by video. But being able to have guests. Of course, my guests would have to have cameras as well. But I'm trying to figure out how I can do that and have somebody connect from somewhere else to the same video that you all can see me and the guest at the same time, split screen. But I don't know how to do a split screen from two different places. So I'm trying to figure that out. If anybody has any idea how to do that, please let me know, because I would really love to shift this radio show in a new direction this year. And I would really like to pull away from Blog Talk Radio. Video, live streaming, I think is the new, better way to go. And there's got to be a way out there to do a split screen through two different people where everybody can watch it, like you were able to watch me on YouTube. I know that there's Google Hangout, which is part of YouTube, but I don't know about the goal of what I'm trying to do is for people. I don't want everybody to be able to video in. I just want the person that I'm interviewing to be able to video in. And then I want to be able to take people's calls, you know, after my, like, just like I do the show, but by video. Even maybe my callers, if I could even have my callers call in and be on video, that would be kind of cool too, to be able to see who's calling in. That'd be neat. So, I already have a Skype account and all that, but I can't read this in the chat room and chat to you over the radio at the same time. So, and we're running out of time, and I would like to take just a few calls this evening before I wrap it up. So, let me go with my first caller here from area code 724. Area code 724, welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joseph. My name's Carol Patton. How are you? Oh, I didn't mean to say my last name. But
no, not really, but that's okay, Carol Patton.
And you know what you were saying, Joseph? Intuit, I don't know if you've checked out Intuit Talk, but check out Intuit Talk.
What's that?
Intuit Talk Radio. It's a radio There's a radio station, it's in call it Intuit Talks, where they do the webcam and you can do the split screen. Check it out. Just check it out.
How do you spell it? Like intuitive, but intuitive?
It's called Intuit Talks. intuitalks.com. Just check it out. It's relatively inexpensive.
Really? Yeah. I put it in on the Google and nothing comes up.
It's there. It's Intuitalks. Intuitalks.
I'll look into it and see what I can find. So anyway. Intuitive Transformation Radio? No, that's not it.
It's Intuitalk. Yes, and Jenny Satori is the one that runs it.
Yeah, I don't see anything on here. It doesn't bring it up. It's kind of interesting.
You know, yeah, that's weird because I'm telling you what, there is, and I actually have a website for them.
Yeah, well, I see that people put in Google. They, you know how it should. I'm not on Google. I'm on Yahoo. That's why. First of all, Yahoo stinks. Let me get out of there.
I would help you. When you said that, it was just like amazing to me to say that. Because I was thinking to myself, if people could be on Intuitalk, and even with you with Allison tonight, I thought, boy, that would be really nice. And then you said it, and I'm like, oh. And then you answered my call, which is like, huh.
Intuitalk. Well, I see more stuff about it here than I did on Yahoo, that's for sure. So I'll figure it out. I'll find it out. I pulled it up, and I'll save it, and I'll look at it when I get a chance. So what can I do for you, Mrs. Carol Patton?
Listen, you know what? My life has been, I've gone through so many changes, which I know it's for the best. But I just wondered if you could see anything about what's going on here.
You'll have to be a little more specific in your question there. I could talk to you for a half hour about that.
Well, honey, I'm sorry. You know what? Like, does my financial situation look like it might clear up?
Well, it's more like this. Would you like your financial situation to clear up? That's more like the outcome of the question. Because remember, we do have many different potential futures. And now that it's the beginning of the new year, you can stay focused on the outcome of where you would like to be. So where would you like to be? You would like to be in a place where you are celebrating financial freedom and a debt-free life. So first thing you say to yourself is right now in your future, maybe a year ahead, maybe a little bit longer, give or take a little bit, you're already there. You're already in that debt-free life. I don't know how you got there. It doesn't matter how you're going to get there either, because that's where we screw up. We screw up on focusing on how am I going to get there and how is that possible? And, oh, my God, I'm never going to get out of this. And, oh, my God. Instead, stay focused on the universe is amazing. The universe works miracles every day. And come hell or high water, I am going to get out of this. And I can't wait. I am excited. And I'm already there in my future. And once you are setting that in stone, I am already there. It's already happening. You just got to work towards letting it happen. Then you got to be patient with it at the same time. Because think about things. You know, we wish and hope for it, wish and hope for it, wish and hope for it, and it never happens. And then when we finally forget about it and give up, that's when it ends up happening. So the key is to kind of forget about it. Just put it out there. Know that it's going to happen. Know that the possibility is unlimited. But you have this big fear, like many of us, this big fear of money. And that's one of the things that we're all going to come to face this year. And it could be for some people more difficult than others. But we're going to face that fear very, very deeply. And we'll come to realize that really money is not everything. Yeah, sure, it helps.
No, it's
but
not.
And again, you can also stay focused on the same thing that I said earlier as to that one day we're all going to wake up and our debts are going to be wiped completely free.
Yeah, I know. I'm meditating.
I'm serious.
I'm not really – I mean, I do meditate, and I put myself there. I actually do in my mind. You know, I do in my meditation. And I do think that, like I said, I know I'm on the right path. I do believe I'm on the right path.
Regardless, because there's really actually no right path or wrong path. There's a better path and even a better path than that, but there's actually no wrong path or right path. Remember, again, we have many different potential futures, and none of them are right or wrong. They're all absolutely right. It just depends. And some of them are better choices than other choices, because really in God's eyes, in the eyes of our loved ones in spirit, they have no judgment on us whatsoever. And they don't say that, oh, my God, she made such a bad choice. They don't say it like that. They don't think that way. They think, well, yeah, she could have probably made a better choice, but that's the choice that she made. So that's the lessons you're going to learn.
So, but overall, to answer your question again, that's what I would say to you. And also
okay.
that to give you the overall truth, I still see struggles for you with that throughout the first part of the year. I do believe that it could get much better, especially during the summer months, June, July, August, and something picking up for you in early September and October. So any opportunity that comes your way around September or October, even if a friend says, hey, you want to go to this real estate seminar or this talk on insurance or whatever, go, because there's going to be something in it for you. There could be a boost of income for you. So just remember that and keep that in mind and
okay.
stay focused. And I thank you for calling into the show. I wish you the best and Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you so much, honey. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Carol Patton. Bye-bye. Moving on to my next caller in the queue, area code. Where are we at here? I know that this is in order somewhere along the lines. Area code 586. Area code 586. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Or maybe I clicked on the wrong one. I did
no,
click on the
I'm
wrong
here.
One. But
I'm here.
That's
I'm
all right.
Here.
You're still there. That's fine. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Rochelle. I'm calling from Michigan.
Well, hello, Rochelle. I feel like I just dialed like 1-900. What's your name?
I'm holding a sleeping baby.
Oh, okay. Rochelle from where?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. Whoa, whoa, Eminem's hometown. What's up?
Welcome to Detroit City.
What can I do for you?
I'm wondering, we are to be closing at a house on Thursday, a new home. We sold
Oh, congratulations.
I don't know. Is it in order, or is Spirit trying to hold us off from this one and to hold our horses and wait for something else?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Go with your heart, first of all. And second of all, we are in a Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrogrades are not a good time to sign contracts or papers or to do big moves like that. Because usually it doesn't end up working out well. And I had I have a friend that a year ago was making settlement on a house. And I swore up and down to him, do not sign those papers. Tell them that you won't sign them until this date. And that was when the retrograde was over. He didn't listen to me. And the whole deal went haywire and ended up falling through. And he ended up having to get a different house. So my sense on it is to be patient, because you're going to have a delay anyway. I don't know what that delay is. That delay could be just your own fear of moving forward and getting out of there. You can also ask Spirit on a daily basis to help you lift your roots, because energetically we plant roots where we are, where we live. And that's where sometimes we become so comfortable in home sweet home that it's hard for us to get out of it. And that's because our roots are like a tree deeply embedded into that land. So every day I ask Spirit to help you lift your roots from there so you can go plant them somewhere new, and follow your gut with this and go near the water. Remember me telling you, near the water. So there's going to be some kind of water connection to the place that you end up choosing. And it may not be physical water. It could be something like Watercress Avenue or River Street or Creekside or something odd like that that's right at a crossroads or right nearby. Or there could be some kind of running water right nearby. But remember water being a key. Water being a good key, that's going to help assist you in your process. But other than that, it is going to work out, because you got to get out of there. It's time for you to get out of there, and it's time for you to make that big, bold move in your life. So don't let your fear get in the way, because that's part of it. You're afraid that, oh, my God, what if I picked the wrong place? Oh, my God, what if it doesn't work out? You got to get that out of your mind. The other thing I would highly recommend to you is that, excuse me, when you do get a place, before you move into that place, make sure you go in and do a smudging with some white sage. If you don't know how to do that, you can go to my website, click on my blog. When you get to my blog, on the top left-hand corner is a little search. Search the word smudge, S-M-U-D-G-E. And it'll bring up an article I wrote many years ago on a smudging ceremony, and it'll describe to you exactly what to do. You can get white sage in a spiritual shop, or you can get it on my website under the spirit shop. But you want to smudge and clear the energy before you move in. But I have to leave you with that, because Blog Talk Radio is cutting me off in 90 seconds.
You answered everything perfectly. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Happy New Year. Good luck with everything.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye. We are out of time. It is 9:30, and Blog Talk Radio just gave me my 60-second warning. So, folks, thank you for joining me this evening. I'm working on some really special guests coming up for you in the very near future that I'm very excited about. So I hope that you will continue to join me every Tuesday evening beginning at 8 o'clock. Some nights we'll hang out till 10 o'clock, depending on the night and what's going on. But make sure you join me every week at 8 o'clock, because I'll be here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Thank you all again so much for joining me, and Allison for sharing her predictions with me and with all of you. I love you all, and thank you for listening, and I hope you join me again next week as I continue into this next Spirit Speaks Radio. Good night, everybody, and lots of love and blessings to you.